Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and how are you? Welcome to Hope Victorious. I see you all are dialed in. You all are on point, okay? You all look at all my announcements, knowing when I'm coming back on. So I am so indeed truly glad and so blessed that you are hopped on the call. I'm not going to be on here long today, but I just want to welcome everyone for joining the broadcast, waiting for some more folks to come on. Happy New Year to everybody. Boy, we had an awesome time for our for my fifth anniversary. I want to thank you for all the kind words, for all the inspiration and inboxes. I just love you all the tweets. I got to get better with my Twitter, though, but I'm on point with that. But thank you all for calling in and for sharing. We had a special guest, my son, Michael J. Woodard, for the fifth anniversary, and it was so phenomenal. I am going to post some clips, so just stay tuned. We'll post some clips of the show because it was just phenomenal. Well, God is doing some truly and amazing, great things. I just want to say a Happy New Year. Today we're going to be talking about just getting right for the new year. I didn't do a New Year's resolution. I'm not so big on New Year's resolutions because sometimes I used to be so bent out of shape when I felt like I had a New Year's resolution, and then the end of the year come and it did not, and I didn't do anything with it. So I just want to say to you all that just be encouraged on today, no matter what your New Year's is, a resolution, or hi, I see you all joining in. I know I haven't been on here in a minute, but I needed that time because that time God was still building. He was still branding new things and just enlightening me to do some great things through Hope Victorious. But with him, amen. So I just wanted to say to you all, if you all could just reflect back of your year and just the years and the things that you want to be motivated about, the things that you decide to do. Amen. So I think that's really key and important on today, just reflecting back, and just not so much reflecting, but just thinking about some cool things that you could really do for this new year that's really where you really could benefit from those things. It looks like I have poor connection here. I'm going to try to go out and maybe connect it again, but it seems like everybody is on, so I'm good. So that's basically all I'm just saying today. My lines are open. I do want to hear from you all today. I may not be able to read my comments, but I'll go back a little later, only because my technician, is not with me today. But just be encouraged on today and just know that God is so faithful and that he is on your side. And be in prayer. Prayer for our soldiers, y'all. Oh, my God. Prayer for them. Prayer for this whole country. But I bless God because God is still God and he is still fighting battles. Amen. So just be encouraged and try to reflect and see the things that you can do to make yourself a better person. Today was day one for me, back into the gym, and my prayer is for me to be consistent. So if you all want to join me on this weight loss journey, and not even weight loss, just staying healthy. I know my sister Nikki is already on it. Amen. Her and my son went to the gym today. So, you know, even if it's not a health thing, it could just be just a lifestyle change. For me, it's a lifestyle, a healthy way of living. Amen. So just be encouraged on today, you guys. I'm not going to be here before you long, but I just want to just give you words of encouragement on today and just thinking back. And, you know, another thing I wanted to really talk about, too, on today is taking care of ourselves, because how often do we push everything else aside and not take care of our own selves, not take care of our health, not keep up with our own doctor's appointments because we're so busy keeping up with our everybody else and our family appointments. But what about in our loved ones and our neighbors and community? But what about taking care of yourself? What about you just taking care of yourself? One of the things that Reverend Pam Sultz has said at my fifth anniversary broadcast that day is that taking care of yourself, taking care of who you are and being a better you, because we often just, you know, everything is everybody and what about us. So I am going to be broadcasting and make an announcement about my Coffee with Me. Woo-hoo! So you all will be a part of that journey. So I'm so excited about it. It'll be sometime in February, early March when it will come, and I am truly, truly, truly so excited about it. Hey, Cousin Camille. So I know her by her logo. Can't see the font, but I know her by the color. So I just want to say hello to everybody. So at this time, just really self-reflect and think about the good things of your life in terms of where do you want to be and where you see yourself at. But don't beat yourself up when you feel as though that it's not going into that in that direction or it's not going according to the timing. Thank you all for the hearts because timing is everything, but God is the one who had the timing. That's why I said earlier I wasn't doing the New Year's resolution because I would get so angry when I could not keep that actual date or that time where I thought things were supposed to happen for me. So I'll get so bent out of shape. So what I do now, and coming to the end of the year, I start reflecting back and also seeing what can I do that's better. So I start reflecting on the good things, seeing what's better for me and this, which way I can go in during to do those good things. So those are some of the things that you all can start doing because I don't know about you, but I beat myself up a lot when I feel like, oh, my God, it's supposed to be done this day and it's not done that day. Stop it because what you can't do today, tomorrow is another day. Amen. So before I go, my lines are open on the broadcast. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. Even if you just want to add something over this course of this year, what we talked about, or just wanted to just comment and just say something. So I know I won't be able to read your comments, but anybody who press one, I can bring the call in. Let me tell you, we had such a fantastic time. I'm just still just really just going back over the fifth anniversary not the concert, but the fifth year broadcast for my anniversary. Can't believe it's 5 years for Hope Victorious. So you all, I'll be posting clips soon so you all can actually go and listen to some of the clips. Amen. So the broadcast was live, and you can also go on my Facebook page, Hope Victorious, and you can listen to the broadcast there. But, you know, God has called me to do something, and I have to step out, and I have to do it because I know He's calling me to do it. And sometimes when you step out and do some things God calls you to do, sometimes you could be a little fearful, but why should we be fearful when we know that God is on our side? Amen. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for everyone that's on this call, my Lord. Lord, I ask that, God, you would go before the Brown family and pray for Vince and his family on today, Father God, of passing. Lord, we love you and we thank you. This in Jesus' name. And thank you for healing power. Amen. So, do I have any calls? Because if not, if you want to press one, I'll take your call. If not, I'm going to end this broadcast. It wasn't going to be lengthy today, but I just wanted to just have you all reflect and think about some things that you want to do this year. And I know sometimes you cannot share all your dreams with everybody, but if you could just maybe for our next broadcast, I want to really hear from you because it's just always me just talking, but I want to hear from you. You all can call in next week or even I'll have someone read your comments, things that you want to do this year to make you a better you because it's all about you right now, making you a better you, because guess what? If you are no good, you can't help nobody else out. Amen. If you are burnt out, you can't even help anybody else. So we're going to be talking about ourselves and reflecting on us and doing what we need to do for our own selves. Amen. So I'm here to hop off this call. Just know that I love you guys. You are phenomenal, and you have been with me for a very, very long time, and I so appreciate you all. Go in peace and know that God is on your side. So let's just pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I lift you up, give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I ask that, God, if you would keep everybody Keep us in perfect peace, dear Father God. Do it right now for your glory. I love you, and it's in Jesus' name. But, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, drawn on the cross that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth and shalt believe in thy heart that you have raised your Son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side, and know that you can do it. Whatever it is, you can do it through Jesus. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You can do it. So be blessed on today. God bless you all. I see you all on next Tuesday, but I want to hear from you on next Tuesday. So I'm going to challenge you all, even if you could put something up on the people who look at the Facebook Live, and you could put something up of what are you working on for this year. And even if you don't want to tell it, but just respond with something. I'm working on something great. Amen. Amen. So, and know that greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. So God bless you all, and I'll see you all on next week. God bless.
Bye.